Father, we want to give you glory this morning. We are grateful for what you have done for us. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for victory over the power of darkness. And Lord, we thank you for your daily provision for us and for all our hearers. Thank you, God, for the testimonies, especially all those who called us on this program, sharing their testimony with us. Thank God for using this program to touch the life of people. Lord, today we have come again, and we know that, Lord, you will surely touch the life of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that this word will bring forth miracle and healing and, Lord, lifting to all our hearers this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please, Father, as I open my mouth, fill it this morning and let the name of God be glorified. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I felt so happy this morning, you know, that because you are there at the other side of your radio, and I know that God is there with you to share with you, to talk with you, and your life becomes blessed, refreshed, and you receive breakthrough this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. I hope I meet you well, and I know that it is well with you and your family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all those communicating with us, telling us what this program is doing in their life, telling us, you know, the benefit, you know, things that they are receiving from this program. I want to thank God for that. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, this morning, can you help me to call your people together, your children, your whole family, text your friend that this program is on the air again. It's time for us to bless us again. Hallelujah. Today, we shall continue on our series, Beyond Expectation. Beyond expectation. And I've told you that, you know, God can do much more or better than we expect. You know, God can do much more or better than we are expecting. According to that Ephesians 3 verse 20, which is our anchor scripture, God is able to do abundantly, exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So God is able to do more than we are thinking. Hallelujah. Now let me say this one this morning. As we are going into this powerful word of God this morning, this word that is able to rebuild your life, to give you focus. Please, if you have a pen and paper, you can put, you know, say beside you, so that you'll be able to write down some things that God will be sharing with you this morning. They are wonderful things. They are things that, you know, will build you up. They are things that will add unto you. They are things that will bring down the glory of God into your life. And so it shall be this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, let me say this, that the Bible says, thou hast magnified thy word above your name. You know, God's word is above everything. So when God has said something to you, you know, he is able to do it. I want you this morning to believe the word of God. The word of God is powerful, is effectual. You know, Bible says he sent his word, he healed them. Believe the word. You know, everything that God has said, you know, you must believe it. So Bible says, thou hast magnified thy word above that. Also, I want you to know before we go to sharing this morning that God does not go beyond himself, but he does go beyond our expectation. God does not go beyond himself. Can you see now? You know, he doesn't go beyond himself, but he does go beyond our expectation. You know, because God is just able and able and able. So he cannot go beyond himself. He's a miracle working God. He's a powerful God. He can turn darkness to light. He can do whatsoever. You know, so God does not go beyond himself, but he goes, you know, beyond our expectation. Let me tell you all this one this morning, that, you know, we think ordinary, but God thinks extraordinary. Can you see now? We think ordinary. You are saying, God, just give me a flat. And God is saying, I want to give you a city. Can you imagine that now? So we think ordinarily. We think superficial. You know, but God thinks very, very deep. So we think ordinary, but God thinks extraordinary. So we are asking for the possible from God when God wants to do the impossibility. Can you see now? We are asking for the possibility, you know, from God. We are asking, you know, this small thing. And God is saying, look, I am God that can do the impossible. He said, is there anything too impossible for me to do? You know, so in your life, God is able to do what you cannot imagine. Why? Because you know what God has in store for you is bigger, more rewarding and more fulfilling than you can imagine. What God has for you, hear me, even as we are going to a new month, I want you to know that you know what God has for you for that month is bigger than you are thinking. Hallelujah. It's precious, it's greater, it's mighty. What God has for you is more rewarding and is more fulfilling. May you have this and may you be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ beyond expectation. Let's go to the Bible. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, can we look at, you know, verse 20? Daniel, chapter 6, verse number 20.
And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions?
Wow. Can you see the question that the king asked? I'm sure you know the story very, very well. Now Daniel is now in the den of lions. Why? Because of the trial of his faith. The persecution. You know, up till now, there is persecution. Bible says all those that live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. So, you know, it can come to you. You know, I don't want you to run away. You don't need to pray for it before it will come. You know, as many of us Christians that are walking with God, you know, persecution will come one day. Now, it is the trial of our faith. What are we going to do? Are we going to say no? Are we going to denounce Jesus? Are we going to say no to Jesus? We can't say that. Daniel didn't say that. They said nobody should pray to any God for how many days? For 30 days. But Daniel said, no, I cannot do without God. Can you do without God? Hey, can you do without God? Daniel said, how can I not pray for 30 days? There are some of you this morning, you are hearing me. You are not God's friend. Even though you say you are a Christian, you are going to church, but yet, you know, the church of God is not in you. You know the reason? Because you can do without God. Because you can take the decision without God. Because you can do anything, you can start any prayer without God. But Daniel said, no way. No way. For a day, I can't do without God. For a minute, I can't do without God. So they now said, nobody should pray unto any God for 30 days. Now, what happened? Daniel prayed. Daniel defied their ungodly act. Because that trap was against Daniel himself. Can you see now? Because, you know, traitor came and against him, they wanted to pull him down. Now, and at the end of the day, they put Daniel inside what? Inside the den of lions as a punishment for the lion to destroy him. Oh my God. But something happened, you know, that is beyond expectation. The lion refused to touch Daniel. The lion could not pray on Daniel. The lion could not kill Daniel. Why? Because immediately they put Daniel in that lion's den. The lion of the tribe of Judah, you know, was with him. And the lion of the tribe of Judah silenced every other animal. Oh, hallelujah. Where have they put you today? Are there power against your life? Witches and wizards gather against you. They plan to kill you, to destroy you. Hear me, they cannot. You are indestructible. The power of God has covered you. The blood of Jesus has covered you. So the king now came to the den of lion. The king now asked, you know what he asked? He said, oh Daniel, servant of the living God. I am happy. Look at how this king addressed Daniel. He said, servant of what? Of the living God. Now, are you really a servant? Are you providing service unto God? You know, are you really doing something for God, for him to set you free? You know, your stewardship is enough for God to arise for you. When you are serving God faithfully, God is able to defend you. When you are serving God with all your strength, you are serving God with all your heart, God is able to defend you. He said, you know, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou serve continually. Oh my God. oh my God. So the king can bear witness that Daniel served God, not just occasionally, not just intermittently, not just anytime he likes. It means that Daniel doesn't go to church anytime he likes. It shows that Daniel doesn't just do things, you know, anytime he likes. He say, woe unto me, like Paul. Now Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I love this story. You know, Bible says, you know, the king you serve continually. How do you serve God? Do you serve him meticulously? Do you serve him with your heart? Or you just start serving anyhow? Excuse me, you need to change. If you want to see beyond expectation miracle, you need to be committed to God more than this. You need to serve him more than this. You need to be dedicated to God more than this. You need to let God know that you love him. And how do you show that you love God? By committing yourself in no more unto God. So, and Daniel answered, hallelujah. Verse 21, yes.
Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt.
Wow. He said, my God sent his angel. So he showed you that something followed Daniel there. Power followed Daniel there. And this angel, he said, has shut the lion's mouth. Every mouth that want to swallow you this morning, I prophesy, I shut their mouth in Jesus' name. Every power that want to swallow your children, that want to kill you this morning, I prophesy, I stop them from walking in the name of Jesus Christ. All the powers that this land that want to swallow you, as they are going to the end of this year, this land that want to swallow your children, your people, your spouse, now I say in the name of Jesus, it shall not be so. He said, my Lord, he said, God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. Wow. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me and before the okay. Oh my God. See, can you imagine that? Can you see protection through what? Through stewardship. Protection through God, through stewardship to God. So when you serve God, there is protection for you. You know, so the king was this. And you know what happened at the end of the day? They now put all the accuser of Daniel there. Read it 24 for us. Let us see. Yes.
And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them and their children and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den.
Before they get to the bottom, it's a test. Okay, now we have test Daniel. Let's see. We have to test he lion, you know. Probably that's why Daniel was not destroyed. So, you know, they now all the accusers, their five, their children, they now put them inside. Let us see that the lion too will not kill them, but we kill them. Before they get to the bottom of the den, they were destroyed. They were pieces. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
We invite all interested candidates to register for a 6-month diploma course in Biblical Study at the Institute of Mission, Deliverance and Healing, IMIDE, Christian Dominion Network Ministry International, Ashero. Courses offered include Foundation of Faith, Spiritual Warfare, Principles of Prayer, Spiritual Mapping Techniques, New Testament Survey, Demonology 101, Demonology 201, Strategic Targets and Evangelism. The Bible School session commences on Saturday, 7th October 2023 and ends on Saturday, 27th of April 2024. Time 12 noon to 3 p.m. every Saturday. School fees 200 naira per weekend. For inquiries, please call 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927 or call 080-37-50-6595 080-37-50-6595.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are sharing together on beyond expectation miracles, and we are just considered Daniel, whom the Lord used mightily to give the king a beyond expectation, you know, something that exceeded his expectation. Let's look at another story of Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. You know, don't forget that Nebuchadnezzar set up an image of gold. You know, the height was 4 cubits, the breadth was 6 cubits. You know, he put it there, and they say, everybody, when you hear the sound of the cornet, you must what? You must bow down. Anywhere you are, you must bow down. Anywhere. Oh my God, what an ungodly decree. You know, I pray that, you know, every ungodly decree will not stand in our nation. Every ungodly decree will not have its way in the executive cabinet of every state and in the federal, in this nation, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in every other nations of the world, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you imagine? Ungodly decree has been on for many years. It has been there from ages. Bible now says, they now say, you know, look at verse 6, Daniel 3, verse 6, yes.
And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
Anybody that refused to bow, oh my God, anyone that refused to bow, will what? Will be cast down. But there are 3 people there who refused to bow. Because I know you as a Christian, you will bow. You are looking for money, see how you are bowing. See what you are doing. Look at Christians being involved in money rituals. Is that not a disgraceful thing? Look at what is happening today. So-called pastors, so-called Christians, look at what we are doing. Thing that does not glorify God. Why can't we stop all this act? Why can't we face God? Why can't we repent? Why can't we ask God to forgive us on all that we are doing? Can you imagine that? Look at the abominations that is happening in the body of Christ today. You know, can you imagine that? Look at what is happening in church today. Look at immoralities. How long shall we continue in this? It is time for us to cry to God. It is time for us to call upon God. It is time for us to go to the altar of repentance and to stand between the porch and the altar and to ask God for forgiveness and for cleansing. And I'm sure the Lord will answer, because he said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he said, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land. But it will start from the church. It starts from the church. Hallelujah. So 3 people refused to bow. You are looking for a job, see how you are bowing. They say you come and collect letter. We are in the hotel. Is hotel part of your business world? And you are going. Because of one thing or the other, because you want to make it in life, you lower your standard. Because you want to be connected, see all that you are doing. Other people can do that, but you as a Christian, you are not permitted. You are not permitted, you know. Other people can, but you cannot. You cannot do all this immorality. You cannot be forming all these things. You know, Bible says, all those who call the name of the Lord must depart from iniquity. You need to depart. You need to let go. Anything that you are doing that does not glorify the name of God, you need to depart from there. You know what happened now? 3 people out of the whole land, they said, no, we are not going to bow. And it's called Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. They refuse. And look, they talk to the king. King Nebuchadnezzar, there are 3 people in your kingdom. They are even officers in your province. They refused to bow down for your idol. Ah, the king said, what? Go and call them for me. They must die. Now read verse 16, Daniel 3:16.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
17.
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king.
18.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Hallelujah. I wish we have Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego in the church today. People that will stand by their faith. People that are ready to die for God. You know, All that we are saying today is that me, no, go, suffer. You know, and Bible says anyone that live godly in Christ will suffer. You are saying you cannot suffer. Who did not suffer? Jesus. Did not suffer? Paul, Peter, all the apostles. But now, the present day Christians, we don't want to suffer. We want to live in glory. We want, you know, we want to eat our cake and have it. It is not possible. It is not possible. You know, and everything about Christianity is our commitment to God. And we must stand by the tenet of faith. We must stand by our belief. We must stand that this is our belief. The world must know that this is what we stand for. Excuse me. We are not to be doing all this biscuit and sweet Christianity. No way. We are to stand by commitment. We are to stand by the word of God. Let people know who you are. Let them know what you stand for. Let them know that you are for Jesus. Do you know there are Christians, even in their various offices, they don't know they are children of God? Why? Because they are the take bride, because there they have men friend, because there they have girlfriend, because there they do all sorts of things that other people are doing. Excuse me, you are a disgrace to the body of Christ. You know, you are making Jesus to cry, to weep again and again. Now, but Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they said, no way, we will not. What happened now? The king now fired the furnace seven times. You know what now? And he commanded them to put Shadrach there and his people. All of them, put them there. Now, there was a beyond expression for people. Verse 23. Yes.
And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
24.
Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king.
25.
He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they had no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
How did you know the Son of God? I don't even know. Probably because of the glory. Because he said, didn't we cast three people to the fire? Behold, I can see that they are now four. You know what he said? He said, when you enter the fire, I will go with you. When you go to the water, I will go with you. You know, that is the confirmation of what Isaiah was saying. I will go with you. You know, so don't be moved because God is with you. Now, can you imagine? The Bible says, he saw four men. Your enemy will see a new thing in your life. They will see a new glory. They will see God's presence with you. All those who are ordering your persecution, God will show to them that is the Almighty God. The Bible says, I see four men loose. They are no more bound. I command you to be loose this morning. Every bondage, ancestral bondage, occultic bondage, any form of bondage the enemy has put you or your family or your generation, I command you this morning to be loose from them in the name of Jesus Christ. He said they were walking in the midst of the fire. Oh, the fire could not consume them. They could not hurt them. One of the property of fire is destruction. But for the first time in life, we were told that fire lost its power. Your enemy will lose their power over you. Every power the devil is exercising over you this morning, it has come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and the form of the fourth is the Son of God. Jesus registered his presence. Jesus made an unscheduled visit to the world to save his people. Hear me, Bible says, his name shall be called Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people for their sins. Hallelujah. Jesus is able to save. Jesus is able to deliver. Jesus is able to give victory. He's giving your victory this morning as you hold on to him, as you hold on to his word, as you hold on to your faith. He's giving you victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a story. The king saw great expect, beyond expecting miracle. He didn't expect it. They are not born. They are not even spending fire. Oh my God, oh my God, is this true? It is true that God is still alive today. That God is not dead. If we do your miracle in the name of Jesus Christ, what a beyond expectation miracle. You know, it's like when we started our church, When we begin, I had nothing. God said, go. I will say, how will I do it, God? You know, God said, just go. I will stand by you. You know, because what the secret of your greatness in life is God's presence. God said, go. And I went. As I was praying, you know, that day, that was 1984, you know, around 1984, as I was praying, you know, God speak to me. He gave me direction. Go to a man. You know, I went to him. I met that man. That man was smoking cigarette. I said, what? How can God send the man smoking cigarette? I couldn't talk. The man said, talk now. The man said, I should go away. I went back again and I told the man, God said, I should come and see you. The man said, truly, God has told him. I said, ah, can God speak to a man who is taking cigarette? Do you know that it was this man, it was beyond experimental. This man gave us everything we need. The accommodation, the chairs, the altar, the table, everything that we needed. This man supplied without taking 10 kobo from us. He even gave us office. That man is now has gone to heaven right now. May the Lord bless him in the name of Jesus Christ. Look, I was surprised. This is a beyond expectation. That was the beginning of Christian Dominion Network Ministry in a miraculous way. When we had nothing, but God, who is in control of everything, met our needs. This morning, I command, He will meet your needs. Tomorrow, I will see you in church. I will pray for you. And you will see God's hand upon your life. Christian Dominion Network Ministries. Asheru Abeokuta. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Asheru Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.